Yeah. Hello, Don.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I called to tell you that to wish you a Merry Christmas and to tell you that I thought you did a fine job on your press thing.
Well, thank you.
And I just hope you can continue to get out now and then and make some good positive news with that typical upbeat Rumsfeld style.
Three months.
3 months in succession, we just thought you're out of your mind.
That's right.
It's really fantastic.
And that's going to affect the cumulative as we keep moving along.
Sure.
And what we've got to do
if you can, if we can keep it at about, not 0.2, but around 0.3 next month, next year, that's great.
Sure is.
And I think we will. 0.3 to 0.4 is livable.
Well, we're going to keep on lifting the controls on some of these
areas. Boy, oh boy.
It's unmanageable like we've been doing.
What about rents? What should we do about rents?
Well, Tom Curtis has come in with some recommendations that go pretty far, and we've announced some of them, and they've been received fairly well. We've got some plans for January and February after the program that's in place now is settled to actually decontrol. And one thing we'll do is we'll decontrol luxury apartments. Then we'll probably decontrol all rents in cities where the vacancy rate is, say, above 7% to show that there's competition.
That's right. Like Los Angeles. It's silly to have rent control. My God, they got too many vacancies in Florida.
That's the way I feel. The hell with it. In a city where they've got a lot of vacancy, why should we be messing around with it?
Excellent idea. Excellent idea.
So that'll probably be the way it'll go on rent.
Sure. And I would do it with the decontrol with as little fanfare as possible, you know, just get it done.
Yes.
So that because when you do decontrol,
attitude.
And it's a big story, then people think, they're giving up. Like just sort of slip it in on a weekend or sometime when there's another big story. Let it be a secondary story.
Mm-hmm.
The more you can handle those stories, the stories in this place you can't win on.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do is to is sort of, the best way is to make very little publicity except about the overall good figures, if you got any good figures.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I think maybe we'll do that when you leave for China. That'll be the biggest news in town.
Well, God, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay.
Well, look, have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a good Christmas, and don't worry about anything over the weekend. Just watch football games.
Okay, I'll do it. We're delighted to be in your...
Oh, incidentally, did you see... I wanted to ask you. Did you see Brian's song?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The Piccolo story?
No.
But,
never even heard it.
Well, the Chicago Bears in 1965 and 6 had this halfback, Brian Piccolo, who played with Gale Sayers. Piccolo got cancer and died.
Yeah.
He and Sayers were close friends. ABC had made a movie of it, an hour and a half movie, and it is, I saw it last night at the White House. It is the most beautiful movie. It's very emotional and corny in many ways. But I'm having it put on at the White House Monday night for anybody in the White House family that would like to see it in the theater here.
Okay.
And I would urge you to bring your children. It is a beautiful story.
Well,
it is the best story on race relations. It'll do more good on race relations than anything I have seen in years. It's that good. It shows how Sayers and Piccolo roomed together. And you know, really, and how Sayers saw him through to his death and all that. But you be sure to come see it.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Have a good trip.